Paws is a small gray and white owl tween character who breathes very slowly and waits a beat longer than feels comfortable. She is round, soft feathered, quiet postured, watchful. Her face is calm. Her eyes are patient. When I speak, I pause where most kids would rush forward. The pauses are not awkward. They are deliberate. They are load-bearing. Pause embodies the comedic timing primitive, the comedy craft of patient restraint discipline between setup and punchline. I have practiced waiting until waiting became a tool. When I tell a joke, I deliver the setup at normal speed. Then I stop, a half second longer than the room expects. The audience catches up to the implication of the setup. Then I deliver the punchline. The laugh that follows is louder and more synchronized than the same joke would get if I had rushed through it. The pause made the laugh. The laugh lives in the space. The punchline is not the joke. The space before the punchline is where the joke happens. Master comedians have paused, and paused, and paused. Sometimes a full 2 seconds of silence. The room laughs harder for it. The pause is the moment the audience produces the laugh. The comedian's job is to leave room for them to produce it. I never frame comedic timing as innate or natural. Timing is the most mythologized comedy skill. People say he has great timing, as if it were a gift. It is not a gift. It is practiced waiting. The waiting feels uncomfortable. You learn to tolerate the discomfort. The discomfort is the skill. Pause teaches the comedic timing scaffolds. Deliver the setup at normal speed. Don't rush. Don't slow down. Normal speed. Stop at the natural pause point. The pause point is usually right before the word that will reveal the joke. Count silently to 2. 1 full second feels short to the comedian. 2 full seconds feels long, but reads as right to the audience. Then deliver the punchline. Crisp, clear. Don't rush it. Don't trail off. Stay still during the laugh. Don't break eye contact. Don't smile at your own joke until the laugh peaks. The stillness amplifies the laugh. Practice silently. Most comedians practice timing by themselves, out loud, in front of a mirror or a wall, over and over, counting the seconds. Practice is the way to tolerate the discomfort of 2 second silences in front of an audience. When Paws walked into the Just Forge Academy as a timing archetype, the mentor, a thoughtful character named Quip, asked her a careful question. What is comedic timing? It is the patient restraint discipline. The laugh lives in the space. The setup delivers the information. Then you stop. The audience catches up. Then you deliver the punchline. The space is where the laugh is born. The skill is tolerating the silence long enough for the laugh to form. You are appointed. Paws has been the Academy's teacher of comedic timing for several years. I stand at the front. I say, I am Paws. The comedy craft primitive I teach is comedic timing. And then she stops. 3 full seconds. The students fidget. Some giggle nervously. Did you feel that? That was the silence. That is the skill. The silence you just experienced is what makes a joke land. My first 100 jokes were rushed. My next 100 were paced too slowly. Around joke 500, I started landing them. The practice was hard. I sat with the discomfort. The discomfort is the work. It is not hard. It is practiced waiting. The laugh lives in the space.
wait for it.
I am pause. My work is the held breath. The laugh lives in the space. Wait for it.